If you're listening to this recording right now, it means that your partner has said or done something that's upsetting to you. It seems selfish or irresponsible or just bad in some way. Or maybe he has an opinion that seems off base or something and it's upsetting to you. So I know that you want to do what you can to get your partner to care about how you feel, to be willing to listen to you and consider what he's doing. So that's why I'm making this recording. If you're feeling upset right now, there are several things you can do to increase the odds that your partner will be responsive when you express your feelings. Studies show that when people feel upset with their partners, they tend to jump to negative conclusions. They tend to get tunnel vision, and they don't consider that there could be legitimate reasons why their partners are thinking or acting the way that they are. But if you come into a discussion already assuming the worst, it'll arouse your partner's natural defenses. If he's like most people, the odds of him being able to listen to you and care about how you feel will be slim. You can't fake being open-minded, but if you can actually relax and assume for the moment that there may be legitimate reasons behind his thinking or actions that aren't at first easy to see, he'll sense your good attitude, and it'll make a huge difference in his open-mindedness and flexibility. So the first thing you can do right now is just to avoid buying into your first impressions. Tell yourself, things might not be exactly as they seem. There might be more to the story. I can afford to take my time and investigate before coming to any conclusions. I might come to the same conclusions later, but I lose nothing by keeping an open mind for now. Even if your perceptions are accurate and things turn out to be just as bad as they seem, you'll be wise to figure out how to be less bothered by it right now. You might feel that that's impossible under the circumstances, but studies show that even when important things are unresolved, some people more than others can relax, let go of upset feelings, shift gears, stop ruminating, and engage life in satisfying ways even though things aren't going the way they'd like. These people have a tremendous advantage when it comes to getting open-mindedness and flexibility from their partners. It might seem to you that if you're going to get through to your partner, you need to be mad and stay mad until he understands how unacceptable his behavior is. But it just doesn't work that way. Your negative emotional intensity will arouse his instinctive defenses. You'll be more powerful if you try and relax and get to a place inside where you feel okay for the moment, even though you don't like how things are going. I suggest that you take a first things first approach. First, get yourself into a frame of mind where you're feeling okay and the intensity of your feelings has subsided. Then, and only then, talk to your partner. You can do a few things right now to begin the process of relaxing and feeling better. For a little while, try taking your mind completely off of your frustration with your partner. Sit down or lay down and relax every muscle in your body. Take a big inhale so that you're filling your lungs up like a balloon, and then put your lips close together so that the air comes out slowly. Don't force the air out. If you fill your lungs up all the way, the air will want to come out. Just create some resistance to the outflow by putting your lips close together. Do this 2 or 3 times. The exhales should take up to 10 or 15 seconds. And as you're exhaling, pay attention to the sensations in your arms and legs. You might notice tingling or warming sensations. And as you're letting the air out slowly, tell yourself, it's too early to get upset. I don't have all the information yet. Or maybe this is one of those frustrating but inevitable situations where nobody is necessarily right or wrong. We're just not on the same page with our priorities or expectations. We have frustrating but legitimate differences. That doesn't mean that you should just drop your complaint. Your priorities are just as important as his, and they need to count just as much. It just means that you won't get very far if you come in implying there's something wrong with his. Do this relaxing, breathing, talking to yourself, and letting go of frustration process for 2 or 3 minutes. If you still feel pretty upset, try immersing yourself in a project or activity that takes your mind off of your frustration for a while. Once you're feeling more relaxed, read through the steps of the recalibration protocol or listen to recording 3 or recording 4. These resources will help you prepare to have a conversation that you need to have with your partner. They'll help you mentally rehearse the skills that are used by people who are good at getting their partners to be receptive to their complaints.